Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America. You'll find us online, thisweekinamerica.us. The powerful book from our guest on today's This Week in America, Charles Martin Stone, Tricks of Satan, answers a number of important questions. When and how did God stop using religious leaders to hear the prayers of the multitudes and started hearing prayers on an individual basis? Is Satan a son of God? Can Satan read our minds? Is Satan a person, a group, or both? Charles says you will see religion presented in his book in ways previously unmentioned. Born in the early 1950s, an honor student through school, attended the U.S. Army's Warrant Officers Flight Training School, trained and served as a radar repairman, a Bachelor of Arts in Business cum laude, and a Master of Science in Math Education, Charles Martin Stone, author of Tricks of Satan, with us on This Week in America. Charles, a pleasure to have you on the program. Thank you so much for being with us.
Oh, glad to be here, Rick. My pleasure.
This is a very important and a challenging book that we'll be talking about during the course of the program, Tricks of Satan. What inspired you to write this book?
Well, from earlier years, I said going back into the 70s when I started to study in biblical passages, I started feeling responsible because I started doing things, teaching Sunday school, became a deacon, and but I started seeing things that never being mentioned. You know, no one talking about these things, no one answering these questions. And from then, it's been so much time, I felt obligated. There's been times when I used to record ideas, and I had so many ideas recorded. So I said, I need to do something with these ideas. So I started writing them out, and before you know it, I had a halfway decent-sized book.
And it is, as I say, a challenging book. It's Tricks of Satan. Charles Martin Stone, our guest on This Week in America. His website is tricksofsatan.com. And you can link on directly to our website and go to Charles' website. A lot of great information there, as well as information on the book and how to purchase the book. Do you feel, in writing this, that you were basically a messenger of God? Were you chosen in any way? Why do you think you were led to write this book?
Because I started experiencing extraordinary happenings, things that have been things that happened that average person wouldn't believe if I told them. Things like experiencing me seeming to read someone else's mind and with two people in two different places, and for instance, in the book, I explain how traveling on the road, I was able to seem to have a spiritual connection with another truck driver, and all of his actions were responding to my thoughts. His actions were responding to my thoughts, and I began to continue to have those kind of activities. From that point on, it seemed to have increased quite a bit. And I'm sure most people wouldn't believe how impossible those things are to be considered as coincidence. And myself, I don't believe in coincidence. I believe that I would rather believe that that things have, when they come into a certain when they meet certain agenda and there's no explanation as to how these occurrences happened at this timing, because part of my book also mentions timing is everything, that many people call it a coincidence. But I don't believe in coincidence. I believe coincidence happens maybe 5% of the time. So, you know, 90%, if you got two strange occurrences happening at a certain specific time, to me, there's some promotion, some exterior promotion going on there.
Yeah, there's something that we need to look into to fully explain. The book is Tricks of Satan, Charles Martin Stone, the author and our guest in the program. You say, I believe it's on the website, most people that attempt to read this book are on the lookout for information that might test their faith in things that that are, deep down inside, hard to believe or understand. Most will stop before reality causes too much doubt. Facing the truth may be too expensive. Based on that, what kind of responses are you getting from people? Because you are challenging, you are pushing them. What kind of responses are you getting?
Well, when I first published the book, I had about 50 copies that I passed out. And most people are afraid to, people who I did, was able to contact and find out their opinion, they were afraid to actually read the book. I mean, people even as close as my own family, they were afraid to read. They once they get back to a certain chapter or a certain part of the book, for instance, I mentioned in the book when the Bible says, come let us make man in our image. I hear nobody explaining why. It's plural. Come let us. There are other places in the Bible that explains this, but no one talks about the fact that God, when God created man, it was more than one person. And other places in the book would allow you to see that angels could be considered as gods compared to men. And so many people, in fact, many people do believe that the Christ was one of those that was present at the creation. But many people refuse to see that. And I even mentioned in the book about how the name of Jesus, how could the name of Jesus be a Hebrew son of David?
Yes.
Of course, my other studies found that Bible translations have created a lot of different changes in the actual explanation of the gospel of Jesus of Christ. I say Jesus because, like I say, a rose by any other name still be a rose. But based on the wisdom, I'm sure that Christ did walk this earth. Christ changed the world. I mean, he even changed the timetable because B.C. is before Christ. And so he actually made a giant difference in the world. But him not being, you would have a hard time finding a Hebrew that would believe in Christ simply because his name is Jesus. And they would know better than to say, well, you know. But I do recognize there are a lot of changes that is in the Bible. And I would say that the truth is in the Bible, but God's truth goes way beyond the Bible. It's like limiting God to the Bible. The Bible is only contains a portion of God's truth. And some of that, like the book of Revelation mentions, the book of Revelation says that woe unto him who adds to or take away from this book of Revelation. So the logic is that there's been some adding to and taking away from Scripture. And we do know that basically the Bible is a collection of different writings and is not one big thing that God himself composed at one time and say, well, this is my word. Even the Christ said, in my Father's house are many mansions. I go to prepare a place. He didn't say he had the only mansion. So, you know, when people hear those things, They get afraid, like I'm challenging their faith. You know, this is what my preacher told me, and if I don't believe this, then I might lose my faith. So,
yes. Well, I'm back to that word again that I used in challenging, because it does, and everything is well thought out. It's very well researched in the book Tricks of Satan. Our guest, Charles Martin Stone. His website is tricksofsatan.com. If people read your book, enough people read your book, what changes would that make? What kind of world would we be living in, do you think?
If people read the whole book and not be afraid of certain things and or be presumptuous at any point, if they read the whole book, they would not be apprehensive about whether there is a God or not, because someone says, well, if a child, a smart child, loses his life while another a crook lives a good life, there can't be a God. How can a God cause me to go through this trouble because of their misunderstandings? A lot of people would believe there is no God. But if they read the whole book, they'll be able to understand just exactly who God is and why the information about who God is kept from them. So you have more people that would strengthen their faith because they wouldn't be deceived as the main thing that maintains the power that Satan requires is ignorance. So and then it explains the justice system. You know, justice is not a personal thing, but, you know, vendetta. Many people misunderstand what justice is. Justice is for society. So people supposed to work for justice. Justice doesn't supposed to work for people. And once everybody get the complete understanding of just what our purpose is, that's what you would get. You would know your purpose. You'll know your position. And if you really want to serve God, and once you understand just who God is, being a spirit and not a person, then reading the whole book, I guarantee you the world would be a much better place.
Well, it would, and that sums up sort of, I believe, the hopes that you have for the success that you're having with the book, Tricks of Satan. Tricksofsatan.com is the website. Are you working on future engagements, events for your book, taking this out in a public way and talking about what you have found and wrote about in your book?
Yeah, whenever someone gets brave enough, I have friends that have become religious leaders, pastors. Like I say, I was a deacon, and I talked privately with pastors. But when we get to a point where somebody might call it a debate, then people tend to shy away from deep conversation. So I generally mostly ask questions when someone come. I prefer to catch someone who's professing their faith, and then I want to ask them a question about just, you know, how much you know about what you profess. Like I say in my book, I believe it's better for a person to say I believe what I know than to have a person say I know what I believe. So I communicate with people and I leave them with a question and hopefully they would not be too afraid. But that's my big problem. I try to express, you know, try to explain a difference in of what people say they believe in. So it's a battle for me when it's communication.
Tricks of Satan, Charles Martin Stone, the author. The book is available at Amazon. It's available through his website, tricksofsatan.com. Are you planning on writing more books?
Yeah, when I started with the recordings, I continued. I got a lot of voice messages that I give to myself on a little voice tracer that I keep. And there's so many of them. The idea would I have to get them in a certain kind of order so I can. It's much more than what I got in the book. Because I continue, as I continue to speak to people, I end up finding more and more logic, more deductions. I'm seeing a lot of rhetoric, and so I'm just loaded with stuff ready to address a lot of issues. As soon as I'm right now retiring from a job driving buses, community buses. And so I'm right now, I'm going to start writing again this year, January. Starting January, I'm going to be back on the trail again.
And we'll look forward to
a lot more than what I got.
I will look forward to what all more that you're going to bring out there. We've got a couple minutes left in the program. What do you think are some of the most relatable parts of the books, that the masses will relate to? Just give us a couple examples of things you think that could be very relatable and life-changing for some people.
Okay. One thing, like I wrote, that says regardless of what Satan does to create a division between people, there's always a physical expense. And this is what Christ talked about turning the other cheek. So a lot of people may, some people halfway understand how you turn the other cheek. But in other words, if Satan had control over every physical object in the universe, and if enough of the unlimited supply of human spirits resisted those tricks of Satan, then Satan would run out of physical objects before the spirits of mankind would extinguish. So that's when you turn the other cheek with Satan, it's an expense. It everything costs. Nothing is free in life. Even Satan, he has a very wealthy. He's a very wealthy angel, and that's another thing in my book. I tell how Satan is actually one of the sons of God. The people in Job, they seem to resist the fact that God said that his sons were meeting and Satan was there. And in a further passage, twice they had meetings and one was even more specific at saying that Satan was one of the sons of God. So Satan is the son of God and he has a job. People say God is a perfect God. So you gotta ask, how could God create Satan? If he's a perfect God and create something that would turn against him. But Satan has his things. Everybody is free to do a lot of things that they feel is important. And Satan has things that he feels is important too. And Satan really right now, they say every system there's a subsystem. That's how we are with God. God is the ultimate system. And we are a subsystem. I am to God, like I will say, my fingernail is to me. So when people, this is what scares people when I say God doesn't sit around listening to everybody's prayers. He always had a representative to talk to the masses. God is about the masses, not about individual. Serving God is serving mankind, not, you know, serving individuals once. That's how I explain how people misunderstand when things don't go their way, they blame God.
Yes.
And Satan, like I say, being a system, right now Satan has a subsystem of individuals. Like the Bible said, they could deceive even elect if it was possible.
Well,
it's hard battling with Satan.
A fascinating book, and we've had a chance just to touch the surface. We encourage you to get more information on Tricks of Satan. His website, Charles Martin Stone, the author, is tricksofsatan.com. Just a few seconds left in the program. I know that helping you get this message out has been Reader's Magnet. Talk about the experience with them. What's it been like working with them in getting the message to the public?
Well, they have their agenda. And they want to, they're evidently in the growth stage, but they try to persuade people to invest in their own ideas that they put in books, and which, for me, I'm not a rich person, so I have to you know, just go by it as I can afford. But they have a large offering, internet controlled mostly. The book fair, I had the book fair down here in Miami. They're going to have a book fair in Texas, which I couldn't go to Texas, that's for sure. But I know that there are a lot of people that they reach with their methods, with their online, like even this show. It's not cheap, but compared to your ability to promote your book, I'm sure that you'd be best to have somebody working for you. Especially for folks who can afford to promote, you know, if they have a cash to promote their books themselves, they'll probably save some money if they use people like Reader's Magnet to promote the book for them.
Well, I appreciate, Charles, you taking the time to be with us on the program to talk about the book, Tricks of Satan, Charles Martin Stone. The guest, his website is tricksofsatan.com. You can link onto that by going directly to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Get the full information on the book. A lot of great information there as well. Information on the book, how to purchase the book. Charles, a pleasure having you on the program. Best of luck in taking everything you've got and organizing for the next book. Please keep us posted. We'd love to have you back on the program.
Well, as I say, the pleasure's mine. I they've been telling me about I'm going to talk with Rick Batten. So I'm glad for the opportunity I hope everything goes well for you. Like I tell a lot of people, I hope the breeze of 1,000 butterflies keep you cool in the warm summer days.
Well, I would love to have those warm summer days back so I could stay cool. Charles, it's been my pleasure. Thank you so much for being with us on the program. The book is Tricks of Satan, tricksofsatan.com, the website. Link on by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.